ladies. How's it going? Welcome to another episode of Rose Petal Journals, the Single Moms Chronicle. So, today I want to talk about a very interesting topic and series in which we're going to explore, which of course we all are, you know, it's a little touchy sometimes for us, but I'm going to introduce you to what I've developed as the 7 P's of dating or courting. So they are as follows. And get your ladies, get your pens, get your notebook, your diary, your pad, your phone, whatever it is, so that you can take notes, meaningful notes, and really apply some of these nuggets that I'm about to drop for y'all. Okay? We in this together. Now, so the 7 P's of dating and courting are this: to pursue with purpose, passion, promise, presence, precedence, and principle. I'm gonna say it again, so that you get it as you're writing it down. To pursue with purpose, passion, promise, presence, precedence, and principle. So, I know what you ladies are thinking. The first P is pursue. Y'all are like, I ain't pursuing no man. He gonna have to pursue me and all that other good jazz. In this context of my 7 P's for dating and courting, it does not mean that you are pursuing a man. Child, we too classy for that. Okay? We are Rose Petal Journal fans. And we are more than that. And I want you to know that you don't ever have to chase anything. Okay? So, with that being said, let's dive into the definition of pursue in the context of the 7 P's of dating and courting. So, in this context, pursue means to proceed along a specific path or route. Okay? Like you going from work, that's A to B, right? That's a specific route most of the time, unless there's some crazy traffic. Like here in Atlanta, it's bananas. So, but for the most part, you have a specific route. You know where you're going and how to get there. With dating and courting, you ladies, you have the power. The ball is always in your court unless you give it up. Not give it up as far as sex and things like that, but I mean as far as giving up that power and control that you do have. Now, my dad used to always tell me, and this is just a little nugget for you, a man will only do what you allow him to do. So ladies, if you give all your power away, if you give all your information, all your background, all of your, you know, your shortcomings, your insecurities, if you give that to that man all at one time, what will he do with it other than take it and run with it? Right? You've given up all of your power. You've given up all of you. But what that lacks is a specific plan, a specific path or route of what you are looking for. Now, I know, you know, we are single moms. And so, of course, we had that bad apple, you know, where it didn't work. And I know most of us are saying, I don't ever want to deal with that or go through that again. So, what I want you to do today is to write down and to think about, what path are you currently on? And I want you to think about, okay, what path are you leading to? Not just marriage, not just, I want to have a husband. No, that's not going to work. And definitely not in this century and time. Just having a husband just to have one. Honey, you can go buy one for $2 and divorce them 2 days later. We ain't about that life. Because what we are trying to do, what we need to do, is level up one another. Okay, ladies? We aren't trying to be somebody's mama, because we already got kids. That's why we're a single mother. We aren't trying to raise a man. We aren't trying to, you know, have heavy baggage that can't pull its own weight, couch potato, all that other stuff. No, you want a man that knows where he's going, and you have to know where you are going. Because if you have two people who don't know where they're going, you're going to end up lost. And who wants to do that? I know I don't. And ladies, I want you to either clap or raise your hand and know that that ain't it. Okay? So, I want you to write down where you are going. All right? You have to think about these things. You have to think about where you're going financially. Where you're going as far as your living circumstances, your housing. You know, if you're renting, are you working on the fact that, you know, are you saving up for your down payment and closing costs? Are you preparing yourself, you know, in order to get a home, to purchase a home? You know, what things are you looking for? Are you projecting for your children? Sports, you know, piano lessons, whatever it is. You know, are you in the market for, you know, car shopping? You know, are you trying to start a new business that you're trying to get off the ground, or that you may have one? You know, what about saving for retirement? You know, are you a person that, you know, loves to have fun, that's adventurous, that you are planning a trip to Mexico or something? These are all of the things that you have to consider, and that you have to make someone else consider when you are dating and courting them. Because their route and their path has to be able to support your path, and your path and your route has to be able to support theirs. So that when you two are running together, y'all are unstoppable, you're unshakable, and y'all are doing it. You feel me? So, that is what I want you to think about today. What is your strategy? What does the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years, what does it look like to you? What are you working to accomplish? Are you writing that book, sis? Can he encourage you and build you up and affirm you in that place, and affirm that confidence in knowing, like, babe, I got you. That's what you want to do? Let's do it. Let's get it. And likewise, you have to be able to agree and align with where he's going. Because you might have it all in line, and he may look good from head to toe, child, but dumb as bricks. Now, you all know that they out there. But you want someone that's just as perseverant, just as go-getter as you are. Someone who's focused, who knows where he's going. Not just that he wants to put a ring on it. That's not enough. And you shouldn't just want just the ring. That's something material. You want to be able to earn his trust, his heart, where his mind is. And likewise, he has to earn that from you. As I said before, a man will only do what you allow him to do. And if you take that path seriously and you take your time, because of course, we as women, we wear our heart on our, you know, on our sleeve, you know, we end up falling too quick. But sis, and I recently just told someone this, I don't mean to sound selfish, but I owe it to myself to accomplish these things that I desire. And if you can't respect that or meet me where I am, then this ain't gonna work. And you have to have that same confidence, ladies, in yourself and what you are doing, because you are a bad mamma jamma and you know it. It ain't all about looks, but it's about your mind and where you're going. And a good man will respect that and hustle next to you and meet or exceed that hustle so that he can have that reassurance, give you that confidence in him and knowing that you are too precious to let go. And I'm going to do whatever it takes to make sure that you know that I am right here, that you don't need anybody else, because I got you. I'm your best friend. I'm your confidant. And I love you. That is not just a word or loaded words, but it's backed up by action. So ladies, this is the wrap up of the first P, which is pursue, which means to proceed along a specific path when it comes to dating and courting. So ladies, I want you to write it down. We're going to continue to keep digging deeper into these other P's. The next episode, we're going to dive into purpose. And woo, I can't wait to meet you on the next episode. So ladies, y'all continue to be blessed. This is Rose Petal Journals, the Single Mom Chronicles. All right now.